Well, I'm so happy to have you here for this long-awaited return of the swim coach. But before I get into the audio, I just wanted to mention that at the end of this recording, there's going to be a little something about the upcoming national competition that I kind of could use your help with. So stay tuned till the very end for that. But now, let's go join the team. Well, thank you. I'm glad you appreciated the pep talk I gave to the team boys. We all needed it. The championship is tomorrow. You three asked to stay behind in the locker room after the team left, so what was it you wanted to talk to me about? You don't think I'll need you tomorrow, because you're just substitutes. What are you talking about? Of course I need you. Vic, you have an amazing backstroke, and Caleb, your breaststroke is near perfect. And Paul, your dives are awe-inspiring. Of course I need you three. The team needs you. Yes, I realize I haven't been paying you much individual attention lately, and I'm sorry for that. I've just been so busy with the demands of the team. You do still want to be on this team, right? Well, it's a fair question, since the three of you have actually been pretty preoccupied with school lately. You even missed the last two practices. I let that slide because I want you all here, but it has to stop. You know that I expect total focus from my swimmers, with absolutely no distractions, even schoolwork. Well, that's not what Alex told me. He says you don't even have time for girls lately. Happy? I'm not happy about that at all. I need every member of my team to be clear-headed for the championship, and that means both of your heads. So if you want to be on the substitute lineup for nationals tomorrow, then you'd better do something about that tonight. That's exactly what I'm saying. I want all three of you to masturbate tonight when you get home until you drain those balls completely. That way I'll know I have your complete focus for tomorrow if I need you. What do you mean you won't have the opportunity? No privacy at home. None of you. Well, what about girlfriends? Okay, fine, so just do it here before you leave. I don't know, anywhere. I guess I can see how some incentive might be needed. Use your phones, then, if you need to find some stroking material. Shit. Yeah, I did forget that we barely have any reception down here in the locker rooms. Well, you'll just have to find a way to make it work. Do whatever it takes. How could I help? Some visual stimulation. Oh, I get it. You all think a look at my tits might do the trick. Ugh. For once, I wish I wasn't so competitive. Then I'd tell you to go home with your swollen balls and to hell with the competition tomorrow. But I can't. I've worked too hard with the boys to leave anything to chance. So if a look at my tits will help you, then fine. Never let it be said that I don't do whatever it is my team needs. How about if I just sit down right here in the middle of this bench and just take off my shirt? Ugh. There. Look, you can even see my nipples through the thin white lace of my bra. Yes, they are big and firm, aren't they? Damn. Then again, so are your cocks. Especially when they're hard in those tight swim shorts. It can't be comfortable like that. So what are you waiting for? Take them out and start stroking. Yes, of course. How are you going to come if you don't jack off? Yes, right here. Go on. Set your cocks free. Oh, God. Wow. Well, that is better, isn't it? Giving those big, hard dicks and full, swollen balls a little breathing room. My big tits? Well, yes, I guess they could use some breathing room, too. Fine, I'll take my bra off, then. Yes, it does feel good for them to bounce free. Wow, just seeing my perky nipples has your cock leaking, Vic. Damn, it's dripping onto the floor. No, don't be silly. I take that dripping pre-cum as a compliment to my tits. Okay, boys, go on. Start stroking. Damn, this is gonna be a workout for you guys with the size of those cocks. Shouldn't you be stroking faster? I mean, if you want to make them come. Oh, fuck. I can't believe you each ignored your big, beautiful cocks for so long just to study for exams. Yes, school is important, but if I had access to a cock like any one of the three of yours, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off it. Or my mouth, for that matter. No, no, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, God, just hurry up and get this over with. These things take time. Don't boys your age usually shoot off like rockets? You're used to a lot more stimulation. Like what? I don't have time for this. I have to get going. My husband is waiting for me at a restaurant. He's meeting with the president of the company he works for because he's up for a big promotion, and I can't let him down. So, look, just tell me what you need to get the job done. Caleb, how about you? What will it take to get your cock to come? Well, how is my hand any different from yours? It's softer and smaller and prettier. You have a point, and I have neglected you boys, but I'm in a hurry, and I only have two hands, and there's three of you, so I guess that means one of you will just have to use my mouth. How about you, Vic? Your cock is making such a mess on my floor. You might as well leak all that pre-cum into my mouth. Oh, I figured you wouldn't mind. So, the three of you come closer. Paul and Caleb, you stand on either side of me, and Vic, oh, bring that cock faucet right in front of me while I sit here on this bench, open my mouth wide, and oh, damn, it's been so long since I've had a big cock in my mouth, especially one that's leaking so much pre-cum. So slippery and yummy and wet on my tongue. Oh, and both your cocks feel so good in my hands. Ah, Caleb, you've got some girth. My fingers can't even touch while I'm jacking you off. Your cockhead is the thickest I've ever felt. Seriously. So fucking fat. Oh, I just love squeezing it in my fist. Ah. Oh, it must feel amazing plowing its way into a tight pussy. You really do need to find a girl who can appreciate it. Oh. Oh, fuck. Then again, maybe I'm not appreciating it as best I could either. I'm not left-handed, so it's hard to jack you off with that hand, especially with this thick, bulbous, sexy cockhead of yours. Oh, a head like that really deserves the best. Like another hole. You mean my pussy? Normally, I'd say fuck no to that suggestion, because it's a terribly inappropriate idea, but I'm already so late, and it is just another hole to use, right? It's no different than my mouth. Okay, yes, fine, Paul. You can use my pussy while Vic uses my mouth, but I don't think it would be right if I got fully naked in front of any of the boys on my team, so why don't I get down on all fours right here and bend over so you can pull my shorts and panties to the side and make room for your big cock while I continue jacking Caleb off and sucking Vic's dick. Wait! Just go slow. I'm not used to anything that thick trying to push into my hole. Just rub it a little at first. All over. Yeah, just like that. You're surprised at how wet I am. Well, that's how you know a woman is a true cock lover. When she's sucking and stroking on cocks makes her pussy dripping wet. Not that you need to know that about your coach. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, put it in slowly. Oh, God, it's thick. Oh, God, I need your cock back at my mouth, Vic. I just love a good spit roast. Oh, damn, it's so good to be filled like this. Oh, and no, I haven't forgotten about jacking you off, Caleb. What? You want to do it? Why? You like watching my tits bounce as I take their cocks? I'm not surprised. I've seen you staring at them during practice. Do you want to squeeze them then? Ah, yes. Yeah, feel the weight of my big tits in your hands. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, pinch them. Oh, yeah, pinch the nipples hard. Oh, I love having a cock in my mouth and one fucking my pussy deep like that. Yes, grab my hair and hold my head up to take Vic's cock deep in my throat. Oh, damn, Caleb. Oh, you're just rubbing all the spit dripping down on my lips onto my big tits. Oh, you like it when my tits are wet and glossy? Oh, the wetter the better. Then Come stand here beside Vic and bring that big cock of yours closer. I want it in my mouth, too. Yes, I want to suck both of you off at the same time while Paul pounds his meat into me. Get a double cum shot all over my face and tits. Yeah, shove those cock ins both as deep as they can get in my mouth. Oh, yeah, yeah, stretch my cheeks open. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, let me stick on my tongue. Oh, and lick your cock and balls while you jack off and come on my face. All together. Oh, I want you to do it together, please. Oh, you just have to time it right. Come on. You can do it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, jack off for me. 5. Oh, 4. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just use my face to get off. Oh, while I lick your balls like this. Oh, 3. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I want it. Oh, yeah. 2. Oh, faster. Faster stroke. Faster for me. Oh, yeah, right there. Right there. Make your coat your cum rag. Oh, 1. Yes, come for me. Come now. No. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, 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 I can't believe how much there is. Yes, keep coming. Oh, fuck, I love being slathered in your cum everywhere. Oh, all down my neck, my huge tits. Fuck, Caleb, you really want it all over my tits, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yes, spread it around them with your cock. Oh, my nipples, too. Oh, now put it back in my mouth. Oh, God. God, you two taste good together. Fuck, yes, you two, like, swirl your cock and all that cum and let me taste some more. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good sliding down my throat. Oh, now, let me feel those balls. All 3 of you, come here. Oh, so soft and empty. Oh, yes, they're much lighter than when we first started. I'm the one who's full now. My belly and my cunt. Speaking of a full belly, shit! Damn, I forgot my husband's at the restaurant waiting for me. I gotta go. I don't even have time to wash this spunk off of me. I'll just have to throw on my dress and heels and hope no one notices that I'm covered in cum. Look, boys, I need you 3 to clean up and then lock up the locker rooms for me, okay? Thank you, and I know now how much you all value your places as substitutes on my team, right? Good. I'm very lucky to have such dedicated boys. I won't forget that if we win. You're right, you're right. When we win. And yes, there'll be lots of cum to celebrate. I mean, celebrations to come. Ugh. Wipe those smirks off your faces and get going. And don't be late tomorrow. Shit. Speaking of late. So, as you can tell, there's more of the swim coach and her boys to come in the last few episodes of this series. But I'd really love some help with the names for a few team members who will be at the celebrations after Nationals. If they win, that is. And I thought it would be fun to include a couple of fan suggestions, assuming you'd be interested in joining the swim team. So, if you have a name to suggest, either your own or one that will get you off to hear the swim coach play with, I'd love to hear your suggestions. You can leave them in the comments of this post or send me a message, and I'll randomly pick a few of you to join in on the fun in an upcoming episode. And who knows, I might just keep them handy for future audios too. Thank you, as always, for joining me in my naughtiness today. Bye for now.